Exclusive. Lockheed doubles down on eviscerating DEI after completing review complying with Trump executive order on ending controversial practice. By Sean Moran on May 22, 2025. Lockheed Martin on Thursday has doubled down on ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI policies after completing a review to ensure the contracting company was in compliance with a Trump executive order. Breitbart News obtained an internal release to all Lockheed Martin employees, signaling the company has furthered moved to end its DEI policies after completing a review to ensure compliance with Trump's executive order, ending illegal discrimination and restoring merit-based opportunity. Lockheed Martin just completed a review to ensure the company is in compliance with the policies and also announced it closed two departments to bring it into full compliance with the Trump executive order. Lockheed doubling down on eviscerating any vestiges of DEI is a huge signal for where things are heading culturally, politically, and in corporate America. This is a huge win for Trump and for anyone who wants to return to this country being a real meritocracy, a Trump World source told Breitbart News. While many have focused on the Trump administration's efforts to eliminate DEI and other discriminatory practices government-wide, the Trump executive order also orders that all federal contractors, such as Lockheed Martin, end controversial policies such as DEI. Since then, we have conducted a thorough review of our efforts to recruit, retain and promote the best aerospace and defense talent in the world to ensure full alignment with the executive order and our core values. Do what's right, respect others and perform with excellence. Jim Teichlet, the president, CEO, and chairman of Lockheed Martin wrote to employees. Teichlet wrote that the changes will reflect how the company is best positioned to ensuring peace through strength by ensuring company trainings are in compliance with the president's executive order, removing all goals and incentives based on demographic representation and affirmative action plans, remaining committed to equal employment opportunities and anti-discrimination policies, sunsetting the business resource groups and employee networks that were organized around demographics, identities, and advocacy, aligning funding to outside groups with the company's mission and the executive order. The success of our company rests on the strength of our people, and we have the best in the business at 121,000 strong. We've developed technologies and built platforms that protect the freedoms we hold dear, Teichlet continued. Securing the future is an no-fail mission. That's why our nation's leaders turn to us, to drive innovation and deliver unmatched capabilities that make the United States and allies safer, stronger and more prosperous. One Trump World source took this welcome change as a rallying cry for more companies to discontinue discriminatory and controversial policies such as DEI. There needs to be more of this. The woke BS is dead and any company that wants to do business with the government going forward should reject the discriminatory nonsense and be a real meritocracy, the Trump World source said. That's what America's about and thank God it's what our president is about. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.